smoke weed. I know this, but I'm gonna get you high. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Definitely had some technical difficulties on the camera tip, but like I said at the beginning of all this, this is all going to be a learning process as far as the video part goes. I mean, you know, come from a music world. I've shot music videos before, but in this case, we're setting up a camera and where no one's actually manning the camera while we're filming, you know what I'm saying? Right. So times when shit happens and memory's full and the camera stops recording or whatever, there's just those things that you kind of got to deal with. Right. But just for a quick recap, for those of y'all that are watching this on YouTube, if you want to listen to the earlier half of this episode, you can always go to kjandchill.com and you can listen to the podcast directly in your browser right on your phone, or you can click on one of the smart links and it'll open it up in whatever podcast player you have on your phone. If you're an iPhone user, you automatically have Apple Podcasts. If you're an Android user, you automatically have Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Prime Music, anywhere else that you listen to them. A Golden State, they produce something called Lava Flower. Mm. Lava Flower is awesome strain to smoke for uplifting, feeling good, feeling euphoric, feeling happy because you're in love, because Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and that's why you got this Golden State Lava Flower. Now, Lava Flower isn't a hybrid. This is just a signature sativa strain. And one of the claims to fame it has is that it's watered with snowmelt from Mount Shasta at exactly 44 degrees. So it's devoid of any cutting agents, artificial flavors, solvents, additives, all that kind of shit like that. And the other strain that we just went and smoked during the break, which is Gummy Bears. Well, it's actually called Gummies. And Gummies, who makes that?
This is by Diamond Cut.
Okay, so Gummies by Diamond Cut. The origins of this shit is kind of, I guess, a little bit vague. I can't find a whole lot of background information on this particular strain. But what I did get from the bud tender was that this was Diamond Cut's version or a twist on the Gummy Bear strain, which was a hybrid, more of a true hybrid, one of those that are 50-50 indica sativa combined. So there's a version of the Gummy Bear strain that is a cross between True OG, Strawberry Banana, and Blackberry. So it's a triple cross right there. There's another one of them that is also a three-way cross of three strains, but one of those strains actually has a lot more limony and citrusy flavors to it. Although that there are gummy bears that are citrusy flavored, this one right here, the way that it tasted when we were smoking it, I feel like it more leaned towards the gummy bear triple hybrid of the True OG, Strawberry Banana, and Blackberry versus the Gummy Bear OG, which is the one that is True OG, some sort of Blackberry Kush, and then there's another unknown strain, but I just know that the flavor profile of how they described it is something that's limonene and heavy. This seems like it's probably more of less of a just a phenotype of gummy bears.
Right.
to where, like I said, the genotypes can be similar. Me and you could take any two of these strains right here and cross them together, and my buds come out looking different than your buds. My buds might taste different, smell a bit different than your buds. Even though we use the same parents to make them with, the phenotypes are always going to come out different until you stabilize a strain. That's why some of these strains are numbered to start with, because, you know, they're either the year that they made it or the version of that strain. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. All depends on your grow process.
Right. All right. So, high thought. Is it appropriate, since we talked about regifting and all that stuff earlier, is it appropriate for a man to expect a gift on Valentine's Day? And then if so, what would be an appropriate gift?
No. I don't. I guess I've gotten like clothes, sneakers, all of that type of stuff. Stuff women want you to have. You get
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
Like, it's never nothing. I mean, I guess I wouldn't want nothing. But whatever they want you to have at the time that y'all together, that's what they're going to get you.
Right. I've always, and that's the thing about it, where it's like, I get it. Here's the thing. We always accept things in life just because we know that sometimes it's not worth the fight. But I think then again, we start to make our spouse believe that it's not worth the fight. Right. And then it's just like, when it comes to gifting, I just always felt as though that, although that is, you're right, that's what happens. We'll get the gift of something that she wants us to have. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, if a woman, and mind you, they're right when they do this. I'm not saying that women are wrong. They're right. But when a woman buys her man some cologne, right, she's going to buy him the cologne that she likes him to smell. That's how she likes you to smell. Whatever cologne that she's bought you, if your girl ever bought you cologne, she prefers you to smell that scent.
Right.
Let's say that you have a preference on how you would like to smell when it comes to your preference of a cologne.
And I do.
Your preference is not more important than her preference.
That's some bullshit.
Right. Because it's a gift for you. So you would think if you had a favorite cologne, but she has a favorite cologne that she likes to smell on you, if she goes to the store to purchase you a gift, the chances of her buying your favorite cologne. So what happens is that her favorite cologne becomes your other favorite cologne.
You got me fucked
no,
up.
No, well, by yours, I mean like someone who's listening to this who's not Trey.
Well, yeah, because whatever cologne she gets me, that gets put up. You feel me?
And you only wear it when you...
I'm not wearing it at all.
Oh, man, you gotta use the gift,
no,
yo.
No, I don't.
So, yo, so you're one of those people who like... Like your grandmother bought you a sweater that you didn't like, and then you never even wore it, like when you went to your grandma's house, yo.
And they collected my motherfucking closet.
Hey, yo, come on, yo. You can't be that. That's cold hearted, yo.
No, it's not. You say thank you, you smile, give hugs and kisses.
You at least gotta wear it one time when you go over to Auntie Brenda's house, you know what I'm saying? Like, huh?
Who said that?
I thought that was like an unwritten like rule, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. I ain't know nothing about it.
Yeah, because I've definitely had an ex-girl who like bought a shirt. It just wasn't my swag. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't me at all.
Right.
If you could picture what me was, right? You know what I'm saying? And mind you, there's different versions of me. I'm not talking about t-shirt me, and I'm not even talking about just like casual, you know, button up me. I'm talking like, you know, even dress up me. You know what I'm saying? There's all types of different me. This wasn't none of the me's, yo. Like, this was some whole other nigga. And then it almost made me look at her differently because she did it twice, right? And the first time I kind of just let it slide, right? Wore it one time. And mind you, I'm one of those niggas where I always do my own laundry. I never really let my girl like do my laundry and kind of shit like that because I'm like real particular about certain shit. I fucked that shit up on purpose, yo. Right. Shrunk that shit so I couldn't fit it. Boom, that was an easy sell for me. I can't fit it anymore. You know what I'm saying? She ain't questioning. They got a little belly. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I can get away with that one, right? But fucking, she did this shit again, right? And then when she did it again, I'm asking myself, like, yo, like, what type of nigga do you like, A? Right. And am I actually that nigga? Or right. who are you trying to turn me into, yo? You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you trying to make me become? Like, you know I don't dress like this.
Right.
Why the fuck are you buying me this? Oh, because this is what you want to see me in, right. yo. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly right.
Hey, nah, man. That's all
right. Exactly right, man. So, yeah, I take the shirts, put them up, put them in the
But I at least wear them once.
I don't.
I do. I at least wear them once. Cause I'm not going to let my girl go shopping for me.
Just like you
me.
Said, right?
I'm not going to let her go shopping.
I have that complex about the cologne. If she likes this smell, obviously she done smelt it on a man before.
And then you start imagining what was that man doing when
I'm
she
not said, wearing that smell. I smell like myself. So,
All right. High thought. Uh-huh. How do you hint to your girl that you want something if you do happen to want a particular gift? You know what I'm saying? Because your girl has ways of letting you know exactly what it is that she wants. That's why, man, listen, your girl might be bitchy at times. She might be. She might not be equally, to be fair to the lady. She might not be. But chances are, she's bitchy at times, right? Okay, cool. There are times where you didn't do anything wrong and she made you felt like you fucked up the worst in the world. I understand that. I feel your pain.
Happens all the time.
When it comes to a gift that your girl wants for a special occasion, when she bitches at you about that, it's because she told you like exactly what the fuck she wanted.
Right.
In her hinty ways, but her hints aren't super subliminal or like coded and shit. You know, like right. she lets you know what she wants. Uh-huh. Me, I've always had trouble sometimes like trying to like hint to my girl exactly what I want her to buy me. Mm-hmm. Like it's easy for me to tell her what I want from her in general, mm-hmm. but it's different when it's like, all right, my birthday's coming up. I want you to buy this, not any of that other shit that you think would be so great if I had it. No, I want you to buy this particular thing. And it might even be cheaper than whatever dumbass shit you was about to buy for me anyways. You know what I'm saying? Because right. your homegirl bought it for her coon ass man. You know what I'm saying? Or your homegirl.
Why you gotta be a coon?
Because one of them was a coon gift and then one of them, your other homegirl, her man, that nigga don't know no better and shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. So he, of course he loved that shit. Me and him is not the same. You've never seen us hang out before. You know what I'm saying? Like, why you buy me some shit that another nigga who's nothing like me enjoys?
Yeah, I can tell that he's been through something. All right, guys. All right.
All right. So yeah, back to the question. I thought, how do you hint to your girl that you want something?
I'm pretty much straightforward. I'm not a beat around the bush type of guy. If I want some, yeah. Hey babe, you trying to get me this blase blase? You feel me? Yeah, you know I'm a make it work. So
all right, yeah.
Best way is to be
direct. As, yeah. yeah. All right. High thought.
Mm-hmm.
What happily ever after movie couple in real life breaks up when the movie's over with?
Mm-mm, baby boy.
You don't think he keep her?
I don't know.
What does Jody do to fuck it up, bro?
Everything. Everything. Taraji, what, 40-something now?
Uh-huh.
That's something she'll be like, that was my 20s, girl. I don't know what I was thinking. I was stupid. And you know what? I guess I ain't one of them. Girl, I don't know what I was thinking. I was stupid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the prices of being a baby boy.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
Hey, yo, Ice Cube and Nia Long from the There Yet series and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Nick got rid of her, yo. He about had enough of that shit, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, Nick tried to do everything to be a father to those kids, you know right. what I'm saying? And to make an honest woman out of that lady, you know what I'm saying?
Pussy got old.
Man.
It wasn't worth it after 7 years.
Nick got the fuck out of there. He said, "What am I doing here? Are we divorced yet?
Right.
Am I single yet? You know what I'm saying?
That's funny as shit. Shit. Who else? Definitely Jay and what you call it for my wife and kids.
Oh yeah.
She's like, "I'm really with this goofy ass nigga. Hell no. I'm about to turn 50. Uh-huh. I gotta go. My kids is grown.
Right.
I'm out.
Right.
All right.
Let's go a bit into television. Did Derwin and Melanie end up riding off into the sunset together? Is that how like their story ended in the game?
I believe so. I think they finally got married.
Yeah. Who cheated first?
Derwin. Derwin.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know why? You want to know why you say that?
Why?
Because Melanie represents something to you, and you don't want to think of Melanie out
did
there.
Did you go there? Did you go there? She represents what to me? I have no such recollection. I don't know.
I didn't say what the representation was. No, I just alluded to the fact.
Don't represent nothing to me.
Oh, okay. So you couldn't see Melanie busting it wide open, you know what I'm saying? Or like some NBA nigga this time, you know what I'm saying? She done went to the league. You know what I'm saying? She done got out the game, went to the league.
Hey, that's cool. She did.
She for the streets after that?
Yeah, she for the streets.
All right. So let's say there's a guy out there right now who is going to propose to his girl on Valentine's Day because that is super original. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's like the most original thing he could come up with, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's say that he has this whole cute thing planned out in his mind. Mm-hmm. He's going to propose to the love of his life, right? Mm-hmm. Actually, let me change the scenario because it'd probably be too late for you guys. If you didn't figure out the ring size yet, then you're fucked until next year. Right. So let's say this guy's trying to figure out his girl's ring size because he wants to propose to her.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't really ask her what her ring size is. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't really wear rings.
Mm-hmm.
How would you help this nigga out find his girl's ring size?
Oh,
because somebody brought this up in like a...
See, first you got it's boom. You go to the mall, right? The little in the mall shops. You start trying on rings yourself. Like, babe, look, da da da. How you like this pinky ring? How you like this?
But then she gonna start wondering why are we talking about rings?
Nah, it's just something like, oh shit, in the middle of the mall. Let me see something real quick. Let me see how I look. You feel me? You gotta be an actor real quick.
Okay.
And babe, put this ring on. Like, what's your ring size? Put this ring on. Yeah. Oh, I'm a size. Oh, you don't know your size? Hey, find out her ring size real quick. You feel me? But you can't make the proposal, like, right after that.
Right.
Like, if you're proposing in February next year, do it in, like, March.
All
right. You feel me? This year.
All right.
So, by Valentine's Day next year, you already know it's up.
I got one.
Okay.
That is guaranteed work.
Okay.
This shit is ill.
Okay.
And I'm sharing it with y'all, so don't never say that I ain't fucking give you nothing, all right?
All right.
Your girl
mm-hmm.
wants to spend time with you.
Mm-hmm.
However, she conveniently wants to spend time with you more when you have other shit that you want to do
mm-hmm.
without her. All right, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you don't have anything to do today,
mm-hmm.
she's straight off of wanting to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But if on Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. you have to go do a certain thing,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly when she's going to want to hang out with you. All right? So there's some sacrifices need to be made in order for to pull this trick off.
Mm-hmm.
You need to publicly opt out of doing something that you would normally do in the name of spending time with your girl.
Mm-hmm.
The catch being, you want to take your girl bowling.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to go bowling. You act. Just for some reason, I don't know. Why? Who knows? Why do people go bowling in the first place? I don't know. Something to do. But when you go bowling, your girl has to get a bowling ball. Mm. It has to fit her fingers. Mm-hmm. And once you see what bowling ball she uses, mm-hmm. you can figure out what ring size she has.
Not necessarily.
Yes.
No, I'm going to explain this. In my experience, from the women that I've went bowling with, none of them put their fingers in the motherfucking bowling ball. None of them put their fingers because of they know.
Yeah, good point.
You feel me? And then if they do, putting the tip of their finger because of their nails, and you're not getting the whole width of the finger. So, I mean, you might be able to tweak it or twerk it.
Damn, you know, when I made this whole thing up, I didn't even, like, run that scenario in my mind. I made this whole thing up, and it sounded so good, yo. Like, I'm over here looking at my notes like, damn, yo, that was trash, yo. Trey just fucking killed that shit just real quick, yo. Like, damn, yo. And I'm trying to think of one girlfriend that I might have had in the past whose nails actually could have fit, and she put her fingers in it. And I'm like, you know what? Now you think about it, none of them bitches ever put their fucking fingers in a damn hole of fucking bowling ball. Damn. Fuck. Well. All right. Well, I was no help. Can somebody out there help me? Because obviously I don't know what I'm doing.
He said, don't say I never gave you nothing. Well, nigga, you didn't. He said, this is a guarantee.
Hey, yo, I sold it like a motherfucker, though, right? Yo, like,
and I'm just waiting for it.
I was looking right in the camera. Like, I was like, yeah, like, this is a guarantee, nigga. But don't say I ain't give you nothing. Like, yo.
I had the whole story. Oh, my to go God,
yo. What am I doing out here, yo? All right, moving on. What movie or television
my
show?
Fault. I ain't mean.
It's all good.
I'm gonna let you rock. No.
Someone would have pointed it out. I'm glad that you did. So at least yeah. It's part of the show. You know what I'm saying? Hey, fuck it.
Man, funny.
What movie or television show would be better if the word sexual was added into it?
Oh, damn. ATL.
Sexual ATL.
Sexual thin line.
Sexual toy story.
Oh, shit. Damn. Sexual Lion King. You want to keep going?
The sexual mermaid.
Oh, no. Here it is right here. Here it is. Sexual shaft.
Hey.
Sexual Prince of Egypt.
Sexual Snowfall. Wrong show. It's only weed over here.
Oh, no. Not. You're talking about a whole different lady. That's not Mary. That is Becky.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. We could keep going for days.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sexual Toy Story is nuts.
Sexual Sex in the City. Can you throw sexual on that?
That was like a what's it when you say two
a
words?
Double entendre.
Yeah. That was something like that.
Sex in the City, sexual.
I don't know. Let's see.
Sexual in the City. I'm gonna make it work.
Sexual in the City. Yeah, I know some people that's sexual and shit in the city. Yo, you know what I'm saying? They in the city a little too sexual. You know
get
what I'm
out
saying?
Sexually.
Yeah. Living sexually single.
Oh shit! Yeah, sexually living single. Oh shit! We gotta keep going.
Yo,
we get stuck in these too much.
What do you think that they're showing as like their featured story on this is Sexual Sports Center? Today with Sexual Sports.
Oh shit! Damn, they gotta put rated R at the bottom.
All right, enough. Let's get into some fucking munchies and shit.
Some Skittles, I get something to drink, because I got the munchies! I've been smoking dope, I got the munchies!
All right, so I'm gonna teach you how to stunt a little bit. So we said earlier, if you guys are listening to the podcast, if you're watching it on YouTube, we talked earlier about the whole regifting rule. We spoke about, you know, that also the amendments was that guys can't give like flowers or chocolates for more than one gift. Just like pussy can't be regifted multiple times throughout the years. If you do opt for a box of chocolates, it probably should be these, which is this recipe for heart-shaped infused box of chocolates. It's a simple one. You just need a tablespoon of cannabis butter, a half a cup of pure chocolate, a cup of warm heavy cream, a cup of chocolate chips. You're going to melt the chocolate and pour it into the heart-shaped molds. Flip the molds upside down so there's just a thin layer of chocolate into the mold. Then you want to mix in the warm heavy cream, chocolate chips, cannabis butter. Mix well. Refrigerate that for about 5 minutes. Then you want to beat a little bit of air into it, with a hand blender until it's nice and thick. Double pause. look. Then if you read it with your Barry Wright voice, listen to this next line. Fill your chocolate bonbons in the mold and cover with another layer of chocolate. Cool for at least an hour or until hardened.
It sounds like an Arby commercial.
Right.
And at the end,
we have the meats. Take them out of the mold and place
all
them.
Pun intended.
Yeah, and place them in your gift box. So, long story short, you guys, you're mixing in this can of butter with the chocolate. You're pouring it in some heart shaped mold. You're making heart shaped chocolates. Put it into a box. You can get any one of these little boxes, a little candy box or whatever. And trust me, if your girl smokes weed or consumes cannabis, she's definitely going to appreciate this box of chocolates more than that fucking Russell Stover shit or the same shit that she knows where you got it from. Like, I understand, like, she knows how much it costs. She walked past that shit at the store every time that you did, yo. You know what I'm saying? So make her some weed fucking chocolates. Now, some of you other dudes who's ready to cook some dinner, I got some dinner recipes for you too, but I'm going to put these into the show notes, you know what I'm saying, so you click on the link there. Now, both of these can be used together. One of them's a little bit simpler, one of them's a little bit more involved. It really just depends on where your skills are at in the kitchen. First of all, it's an easy Parmesan and garlic pasta recipe. You can honestly make this into an Alfredo, or you can make this as a scampi. You can make this a number of different ways, but it really only takes like 5 minutes to prep it and 5 minutes to cook it. And like I said, the main source of infusion is going to become for the 4 tablespoons of butter that this calls for. Now, if you don't want to just stop at the pasta, you can also make a weed-infused lobster curry or a weed-infused lobster with garlic butter sauce. And obviously, when you hear the word butter, you know that there's THC involved in here. So that's another one in there. You have a couple different levels of infusion that you can do with this lobster recipe. One's going to come from the 2 tablespoons of coconut oil that it calls for, as well as for the 1/2 cup of coconut milk that it calls for. So you can really turn up your dinner with some lobster over a bed of pasta Alfredo or a bed of pasta garlic Parmesan, you know what I'm saying, with the lobster. You gave her that heart-shaped box of chocolates. Y'all smoked a little bit of lava flower. Then you capped it off with some gummies, and now it's lit. You about to get that. You know what you about to get for the gift, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
The same pussy you was in yesterday. But it's okay because you love her, okay? You love her.
Right.
And that's all that matters.
Sometimes.
No, love matters. I'm not jaded against love. I'm just have a different outlook on things. Let's just say that. Okay. But we're not going to talk about me right now. We're going to roll up and catch a vibe, and then we're going to come back and get to some fives.
Rung up fives. Oh, yeah. Who got fives? Who got fives? Who got fives?
with your five. With your fives, who putting up on the sack? Who got fives?
All right, top five romantic comedies. What are the rom coms?
I don't, because
I know that you don't really watch rom coms.
I was about to say you have to go first.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know what the fuck a rom com is.
A romantic comedy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Rom com. All right, what's yours?
See, it's, I don't know. I'll say definitely, definitely There's Something About Mary.
Never seen it.
All right. There's this one that Kevin Hart and them redid. It was like an old it was like an older movie, and they redid a new version of it. I can't really think of what it is called right now. I'm super trash for that.
I don't know.
Love Jones.
Okay, I seen that one.
Brown Sugar.
Okay. That's these comedies?
Oh, yeah. Would these be romantic comedies or would these be romantic dramedies, yo?
Right.
Okay, so you know what? We are going to remix these this five real quick, yo. We're going to do top five romantic movies, you know what I'm saying? Because... these aren't comedies. Even if there's parts that I laughed at on there, you know what I'm saying? I'm assuming.
Why would you laugh?
Because there are funny parts in there. Like for instance, right? Boomerang is not a romantic comedy, but will Boomerang be considered a romantic movie?
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
I thought that was just a comedy.
Boomerang?
Yeah.
Nah, there was a whole romance thing in there. Remember with the Halle Berry and and he gets in love with her and the whole thing. But at first he doesn't appreciate her, and then he's.
I guess that's a romantic comedy then.
Well, it's a romantic movie, I guess.
Well, it got Eddie Murphy in it.
Yeah.
So it's a comedy.
Right, and there's some romance. So a romantic comedy.
Whatever.
I just want to make it work because I didn't really think about what a romantic comedy was before I did this. I just figured that a pre-Valentine's Day episode of a podcast, maybe some romantic comedy shit will work in there. But obviously, I dropped the ball on this part of production. So,
All right, well, let's do this then. Let's do top five. Top five couples in the game right now.
Well, we already did power.
We did power couples. They don't got to be necessarily a power couple.
Oh, man. Fuck all these couples. They all some trash.
Like Gucci and Keisha K.O. All
right.
Quavo and Saweetie.
All right.
Jeannie Mae and Jeezy.
Yeah. That's actually, you know what? I should have put them in my power couple list. It's just that they couldn't have been top five all time. But like I said before, Jeezy having a television show.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely has a lot to do with his fiance or wife being a very successful television personality. You know what I'm saying? Like that was some power couple shit right there. All right. So who's your other two?
Oh, shit. Who else is out there?
Remy and Pap.
No.
What do you mean, though? They're like the fucking epitome of black love, yo. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like neither one of them.
But, bruh, this nigga held her.
You've
never heard of that before. You've never heard of a situation where a dude.
Did he really hold her down, though?
I 100% believe that.
You don't think he had no other bitches?
Nigga, I believe that Russell Wilson cheated before I would believe that Papoose did. I would believe that John Legend was a cheater before I would believe that Papoose was.
I would put Iman and Tiana before them.
Oh, I mean, I would put them in there too. Iman and Tiana and Pap and Remy should round out your five.
No.
How does Pap? Oh, my God.
Not Pap and Remy. I understand what you're saying. I'm all the way there with you.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Mr.
Black Man himself does not like Mr. Black Love. Jeez, what is going on in this world? You
give me Iman and Tiana.
Uh-huh.
And give me...
Oh, my God. If you say LeBron and Savannah, I'm going to hit this fucking...
I wasn't
fucking,
going
you know
to
what?
Say...
I knew it. No, because you were definitely...
I wasn't going to say LeBron and Savannah. All
right. We better say.
Who did I say last?
You said Iman and Tiana.
Iman and
you
Tiana.
Shot down Pap and Remy.
I shot down Pap and Remy.
All right.
And I'm going to throw... Kevin and Aiko. Aiko. Oh, fuck you.
Got trophies?
Trophy for my mama for having me.
All right. And I got trophies for all the women who I've loved and lost, for all the women who I've loved and loved again, loved in some places that we will not talk about. And all the women who I may love in the future, I know that my special someone is out there. Unfortunately, that's not the person who I'll probably spend Valentine's Day with.
Are you matching.comming yourself right now? Are you setting your profile right now? What is it going on? Yo, what just happened? I don't like this Valentine's Day feeling. I don't like it.
Hey, yo, matching.com, yo. Like, yo, like you trying to match, yo? Like, I wrote up, you wrote up, like matching.com.
Oh, see, oh, well, we might have something there.
All
but
right.
What you doing here? No. I rebuke it.
All right, so shout out to everybody who's been watching everywhere where we have this uploaded at. Mm-hmm. Shout out to everybody who's listening. Also, all the places where we have this uploaded at. be safe. Smoke responsibly. Roll up. You know what I'm saying? Smoke with your friends. Smoke with your girls. Smoke with your man. Smoke with your neighbor. It's 420 somewhere all the time. Until next time, stay stoned, my friends.
Is that your Ron Burgundy moment?
And that is like my, I don't know what moment it is, but I have
that's
to sign, I have
Ron
to sign off with it now. I have to.
Right.
I have to.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Stay stoned, my friends.
In that voice?
No, because that's like my
yeah, Ron Burgundy.
No, it's not Ron Burgundy. I'm trying to impersonate, you know, the Donna Keese dude. The most interesting.
Nah, that's like Stay Sunny, California.
No, like the Stay Thirsty, my friends.
No, Stay Sunny, California.
No, I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to do the Stay Thirsty, my friends. But I'm like, Stay Stoned, my friends.
Oh, okay.
Now they know where I jacked them from. Like, they're going to fucking come and sue me now. No, they can't sue me for that.
Well.
Yeah, but that's not the Ron Burgundy voice.
Oh, well, all right.
It's the Donna Keese guy.
Let's go for motherfucking smoke this blunt.
All right. Bye.